Washington State is one of a handful of states in the country that sells juvenile criminal information to consumer reporting agencies. But there's a new bill that backers hope will be introduced into the legislature this week that aims to end that practice and limit access to juvenile offense records. KUOW's Jamala Henderson has that story.
There's this pervading belief that if you've committed crimes as a juvenile, any record of it will just quietly disappear when you turn 18. But in Washington State, it doesn't. University of Washington professor Kimberly Ambrose knows this well. She's a senior law lecturer and supervising attorney for the UW's Children and Youth Advocacy Clinic.
You know, we have folks coming in here every night, and almost every one of them will tell us, my lawyer told me that it would go off my record when I turned 18. The judge told me. My probation counselor told me. Now, I don't know if it's true that all these people are giving out wrong information, but that's what kids are hearing.
What is true is that you can get juvenile criminal offense records sealed, but Ambrose says the process isn't easy. That's why she co-founded a clinic to help youth and adults with juvenile records learn how to navigate the system.
I don't know if you've ever had to go to court and file something, but if you do, it's a very intimidating place to be. And it requires you to understand certain rules and procedures, and often we found that young people couldn't do that.
Juvenile criminal offense records have been open to the public in Washington State since 1977. And Ambrose warns that in today's digital age, those records can stay with someone for good, even if they have been sealed. Here's why. The Washington State courts default to a policy of open and accessible records. The court's administrative office collects criminal records from all counties into a large database.
And what our courts do is they have contracts with consumer reporting agencies.
Agencies that pay a fee for a subscription to get regular batches of data from the database full of juvenile and adult criminal records.
And usually, like, the big companies will have contracts with employers or housing folks or people that run a lot of criminal history checks.
There's a mandatory waiting period before a juvenile offense record can be sealed, between 2 and 5 years. That means the companies that get the regular data dumps usually obtain those records before someone can get them sealed. And once that information reaches the wilderness of the internet, it's pretty much out there for good. This new bill seeks to change that process. Backers want the courts to separate the juvenile criminal offenses from the adult criminal information so it won't get sold to those consumer reporting agencies. But serious, violent juvenile crimes would remain public, and certain public agency officials would retain their access. Daniel Mason Brenner is a 21-year-old community college student. He got into a lot of trouble as a teen, but now he says he's focusing on the positive and turning his life around. And he's trying to put his criminal past behind him.
I actually have quite a bit on my record. I have like 3 felonies and 4 misdemeanors. It's all to do with theft.
Daniel has sealed his juvenile records and paid all of his fines. But he says those records still show up on his background checks.
What is it that you haven't been able to do because of your juvenile record?
Maintain a job. I have been hired by 2 places. After 3 months or so, they've actually let me go. It's very frustrating. It makes me feel like sometimes, even if I go to school and I get my degree, am I even going to be able to get a job afterwards? Is all my hard work going to be, you know, worth it?
The problem is this. Job applications usually ask if you've ever been convicted of a crime. Daniel checks the no box because he was tried as a juvenile. So when a potential employer obtains his old juvenile record on a background check, it makes him look like a liar. So I asked him, why not just check yes and do your best to explain the situation?
I have actually done that before, but it never ends well. It's like, okay, so you've done burglaries, and so why should we trust you, you know? It opens up a lot of judgment, and they already have an opinion about me after I tell them.
But there are others who think it's important to have open and free access to someone's criminal past.
You know, the expectations that if you've got a criminal history, that everyone needs to ignore it is just not reasonable.
Bill Hinkle is the executive director of the Rental Housing Association of Puget Sound. He works with landlords who use this background information to vet potential tenants.
So landlords' interest is getting their apartments and their rental homes filled with people that can pay rent, that won't destroy the property, and they're not a risk to their neighbors. That's all it is. And I think it's reasonable to expect us to be able to get that information. It's public information, and why should it be kept from those who have responsibility to provide safe, affordable, and healthy housing?
Hinkle says the best solution for people trying to move on from their past is to admit it up front. He says he and other landlords are willing to work with people trying to get back on track.
There's a certain requirement from society at large that you prove yourself. Let's not make, you know, landlords be the ones who have to start that process, you know, and bear all the risk of that.
Supporters of this bill say that limiting access to those juvenile offense records will help rehabilitated young people have a better chance at reintegrating into society. Democratic Senator Jeannie Darnielle and Democratic Representative Ruth Kagi will sponsor the bill. It's expected to be introduced in the legislature this week. Jamala Henderson, KUOW News.